everybody. This is Dana Delacama. I am the president of Business Coaching by Dana, where business meets art. So I'm so thankful to be on the show today with you and to have Tanya Schultz also on the show, producing the show and working with me on this. And the intention is to make a difference in your life and move your life forward as part of a creative revolution where the people have the power and we go after what we want and we create the life of our dreams. So just a little bit about me. I have a Master's of Science in Management and Human Resources from Florida International University, and I have over 10 years of experience in coaching, recruiting, hiring, training, sourcing, team building, strategic planning for companies, and business development. So my clients know me for delivering results and having integrity and delivering the straightforward coaching that makes a positive impact in their business. They also say that I represent their vision fulfilled. Whenever they get sidetracked, they know they have a partner that will tell them what no one else will to realign them with their commitment. And I work both with individual and corporate clients. And I'm committed to excellence in assisting you in creating your finest work of art, your life. So I hope you, I'm so glad you all are joining me and being part of this creative revolution where you are fulfilling your dreams and your purpose in the world together. And that way we all grow and create financial abundance together as well and be free. Really, this is also about being free and being in touch with ourselves and what are things that we've always wanted to do or wanted to express or places that we've wanted to go. And so it's basically all about trust and being free with yourself. And that will lead you to your next action, which is what we're going to be talking about today, which is the actions and the steps, because I'm committed that this be a fun process, a playful process where we enjoy and we celebrate ourselves and our lives and our achievements thus far. Because every step that we all took up into this moment has led us to this beautiful, wonderful moment where we have really already set ourselves up for success and many times don't even know it, don't even realize. Because maybe things look like how we always envision them, or maybe they don't look like how we always envision them. So either way, you're in the right place. So this program is broken down into 9 weeks. And so every week, we're going to be going over a different topic, and it's all part of the master plan. And every step and every week is designed in a way that will lead you powerfully and quickly moving forward in your life towards whatever you want. Whether that is a career, maybe it's a career change, maybe it's starting something new, maybe you've been thinking about starting a business and you haven't, maybe you already have a business, but it hasn't really quite gotten off the ground yet. Maybe you already have a business and it is off the ground and you're looking to expand it. Okay, maybe you're a veteran and you're already kind of done with your business and you're looking for what's next for you, or to find some balance and reconnect to what your passion is in life. So wherever you are, I know there's some students on the call, I know there's people in a wide range, so wherever you are, this call is for you, okay? So I want to get right into the first week, which is around play and allowing yourself to play again like if you were a child. So really look at, are you being playful in your life right now? Is there play present in your life? Whether it be, you know, something you do at the house, or things that you do out in the world, or places that you go, or just moments where you experience that wonder of life again, where things are fun and brand new, and you're curious about death. Because one thing about life is that if you know always how it's going to go, or you know how things are, like, this is like that, I know he's going to say this, you know, once you start getting into those conversations, there's no room for play or fun or surprise. So whether you know it or not, whenever you start going to those, oh, I already know what she's going to say or do, or I already tried that and it doesn't work, you hear yourself saying those things, you want to put on the brakes. You want to change lanes. And, you know, because that's what's going to move you forward. You just want to wake up. It's like you're running into a yellow light and it turns red. You're going to slam on the brakes. Or you could change lanes. But either way, it's a warning sign. Because now you're actually stopping life from surprising you. You're stopping from receiving all of the things that are out there in the universe waiting for you to receive them. Okay? So really, this week, you want to start noticing when you're doing that for yourself. How many times are you answering yourself or stopping yourself just by the conversations in your head? And then the next part of that is once you realize that that is just a conversation in your head that you already know, you want to give yourself the freedom to take the action again or take a new action, okay? Or ask a new person maybe the same question or a similar question, because those are the things that are going to move you forward. And oftentimes in life, sometimes we think we've asked clearly, and a lot of times we have not asked a direct and clear question. A lot of times we'll, you know, we'll say, oh, well, they should have known what I meant, or I assumed, or I assumed they would know, or I assumed they would ask me to do this for them, or I already sent a letter and I followed up. You know, in life, sales, let's just say, we're all selling ourselves, okay? And there are, a successful salesperson will close 1 out of 10 calls. So, if you haven't made 10 calls to 10 people, then you know, you need to look at the odds. So 1 out of 10 is considered successful. All right? So it's really a numbers game. Sometimes, as human beings, we're very sensitive, and we think a lot of things are personal. They're not personal. They're really about just putting yourself out there over and over and over again. I remember for one particular client, I called, gosh, I probably called at least twice a week for a good 6 months. And I was just calling and following up all the way up to the vice president of a national organization. And so finally he said, yes, Dana, we will work with your clients. We will purchase a sponsorship package. And we will make a year commitment, and we will assess this this business relationship along the way and see where we want to expand it and what's working and what's not working. And the only reason why I got the account was because I followed up consistently for 6 months. So never give up on yourself. And never give up on your dream or what you hear to be the truth for yourself in your heart. You know? There's always a way to create something. And one of the things I realized is for a lot of people in the world, it's easier to play that hard and create for other people. So, what would it look like for you in your life if you played that hard for yourself to fulfill what you want? Unstoppable, no matter what it takes for nine weeks or 6 months, you know, but this is just a 9 program. So really, these are very important, critical things that we want to look at whatever our brain is saying to stop us and replace it with something positive about ourselves, or just even change the words to create something positive in the words that we're saying, okay, because they have power. So sure where you're at in life, you're not sure what's next for you, and you're in inquiry, I would definitely recommend that you play a game with your family and your friends. And how you play this game is you interview them. You ask your family and your friends about, you know, what have they always thought for you? What has their vision been for you? When you were a little girl or a little boy, what did they say or what did they see for you? And what did they see that your strengths were from very, very young? And just listen and write things down and allow them to share stories of you. You know, some will make you laugh, some will make you cry, and some will make you really realize, like, oh my gosh, I am good at this, and this has been something all my life that I've been great at, and how did I miss it all this time? Or, you know, yes, I can definitely see that, and I am utilizing it, and what else can I utilize, and what else can I see for myself? And also, I would recommend that you look at old pictures from yourself as a child and just see, you know, what kind of activities were you interested in? And if you stopped them, why did you stop them? I had a client, and he wound up wanting to always play the drums. And then his parents moved, and he went to a new school, and he went to go register to do the drums, and they told him, I'm so sorry, you can't, but the class is full. And at that moment, he made a decision, and he said, fine, then I just won't do it, I'll never do it again. And so he didn't realize that he was really closing off a whole area of self-expression for him in music and creating. Just creating and playing was something that he was passionate about. So once he saw that, now he's become open again. It's not just to go back and play music or whatnot, but just open to creating newly in his life as an adult, because that was in middle school. So now he's just looking at the inquiry of what is it now that I want, like how do I want to play and create in the world? And he wound up starting a new business for himself. So this, you know, that's very niche and very unique in the oil industry. So these are just a couple of things. I would also recommend, if you do like to write, to grab a journal. And even if you don't like to write, grab a journal anyway. I know I always avoid journals because I don't have time, this and that, but you know, I have a journal now, and I write down before I go to sleep at night. I'll say about 3 times a week, I'll write down all the things that I want to create for myself in my life. And just the act of writing something down gives it power. It makes it powerful, no matter what it is. It could be about your health. It could be about relationships. It could be about your family. It could be about love. It could be about something that happened during the day, or something you want to happen. So definitely get a journal and start writing about the things that are coming to you, because the mind forgets very quickly. So if you have a great idea, write it down with you. Carry your journal. It can be something very, very small, but you want to have something to capture those aha moments, because you will forget them. The next thing is to really start creating some partnership in your life. So how do you do that? Well, first, you want to ask yourself, do I have partners in my life? And if I do have partners, who are they? Your partner could be your mom. It could be your dad. It could be a brother, a sister, a romantic partner, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, domestic partner, niece, nephew. I mean, it could be anyone in your life that you're actively and consistently sharing your life with, or somebody that you really respect and trust and want to develop that kind of a relationship with, where you hold each other accountable, or they can just hold you accountable. Either way you choose, it's great and it works. But basically, you're just allowing someone to contribute to you. Because a lot of times, you know, I count it I call it lovingly, I lovingly refer to this person as my accountability drill sergeant, because they need to be the one that delivers the news, whether it's great news of encouragement, like great job, you know, great job, Tina, you completed this, you did awesome, look at the results you produced, that's amazing. Or it could be, look, Tina, I see that it's been 2 or 3 weeks, and I notice that you haven't made any movement in this particular area. What's going on with that? You know, what's in the way of you moving forward in this area? So that's what you want to create with your accountability drill sergeant. And you can touch base with this person on a call for, like, you want to be talking to them at least once a week for about 15 minutes. Would be the minimum, just to go through what you've done, what you haven't done, so you have someone accountable. I know before I had my, like, created a structure for my accountability, I just expected my friends and family to hold me accountable. And I would get disappointed when they wouldn't, because I would say, gosh, didn't they hear me say this? I said I wanted to do this, and nobody brought it up. That's because it's really not their responsibility to bring it up. And they have their own things going on in their life and thoughts running through their head. So that's why it's important to select one, maybe two people at the most, but I prefer one just to keep it simple for yourself and consistent. And just create a structure and ask them. I remember I asked my mother if she would be my my accountability drill sergeant at one point in my life. And I explained to her how important it was to me because I trusted her so much and that I really felt comfortable, you know, sharing what I was creating in my life with her. So it might, you know, you need to just look for yourself and see who do you want to create partnership with. And since that time, I've created partnership with friends and other coaches and many different people in different areas of my life, things that I wanted to move forward on. So definitely start looking at your life, like, who would you like to really develop this really awesome relationship with? Would they get to contribute to you? And the good news is that you get to practice being contributed to. You're obviously on this call because you're very productive, very powerful, and, you know, you're able to handle a lot of things and produce awesome results for yourself in your life. And it's all about just creating what's next. And so because you're so powerful, sometimes it can be challenging to allow others to contribute, because sometimes it is taken as a sign of weakness, or like someone is criticizing you or being critical of you. And sometimes people are. But that's the great news, is that when you select the person that's able to contribute to you, you're able to listen to what they say in a total space of safety and contribution. So you know that they're only telling you out of love and because you asked them to, and they're honoring your request, and they're honoring you and what you say that you want in your life. So, you know, start thinking about those people that you want, and then ask one of them, call them up and say, hey, I am creating something. Or you could say, I have some homework, I'm working on a project, and I would really like you to be part of it. And this is how you can be part of it, and ask them, does it work for them? And then set up their structure. I'm sure you will be surprised and delighted with their response. And if you can't find anybody, or you're not sure, you can definitely ask me a question on my Twitter account, which is Dana Delacama, or you can ask me on Facebook or on my Facebook page, Business Coaching by Dana. And I will definitely assist you and be your accountability drill sergeant until we find you somebody to get you moving and create that partnership. Because it's a great opportunity to look at the partnership you do have in your life and be present to those people. And if you don't have that partnership, it's the opportunity to start creating that team and that support system around you. So it's a beautiful opportunity either way. Okay, so once you get your accountability drill sergeant, you want to start looking at what are the top three things that get you really excited about in life. It could be a business you're already in. It could be something that you discovered from the interviews with your friends and family. It could be something in your heart that your heart is telling you, do this, do this, do this, and you just haven't been listening. So you want to write down the top three things. It could be from your journal. But you want to look at all of the pieces of the week from the homework and write down the three things that get you the most excited in life, because you will always be more successful in following the things that excite you and light you up in life than in the things you're trying to do because you think it's the right thing to do, or you think it's the right thing you should do, or what people, you know, what you think society wants you to do, and all of these things. So you really have to just listen to yourself in this moment. And then, once you narrow down the three things, you want to start sharing them with people in your life and noticing, listen, out of all of this work that I've done, this is what I notice what really excites me. Okay, so you're going to go back to your friends, to your family. You're going to go back to your journal, and you're going to start writing about why these things excite you. Just write about it. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could even just be bullet points or words. Remember, this is your story. This is your masterpiece. This is your life and your art. This is your masterpiece. So you get to see how it goes for you and how it works. So if it works writing on napkins at a restaurant, or if it works going and getting a whole organizer and color coordinating the whole thing. Either way, it's perfect. Just have it be workable for you, and definitely take the actions and follow the guide and do the work, because it's not about what you deserve. You always deserve the best. Everyone deserves the best. We do. We all do. We're all special and unique, and we have something really amazing and powerful to contribute to the world. However, when we're talking about being productive and financially abundant and fulfilled and everything, we have to take what we've got and make something with it. Okay? So it's not about what you deserve. You already deserve the best. But what can you do with what you've got? How far can you take it? You know? So that's really what we're focusing on here over the next 9 weeks. So you're already an amazing person, and now what are we going to do with all that talent, all that knowledge, all those resources, you know, all that success, all that achievement, all that failure, everything that you've done up to this point? Now what? How can it get better than this? That's a question you want to be asking yourself all day long, and I'm going to be talking about that in more detail next week. But that is a leading question. So if you consistently ask yourself, how can it get better than this? It will always lead you to the next step, to the next action. Okay? So, and then you want to share. You want to keep sharing. You can even share with strangers on the street. It's fine for me. Just start sharing yourself, because that's how opportunity will find you. That's how the universe will surprise you in your answers. People will start referring you to other people, and it'll be really exciting. And, you know, all these opportunities and these doors will open up for you that in the past, historically, didn't open for whatever reason. So just to recap the homework for the week, because we only have 2 minutes left for the program, is that you want to brainstorm. You want to play. Allow yourself to create. Even if you want to, I don't know, finger paint, or, you know, but you don't have to get to that point, but however it is for you to brainstorm and play and start having conversations with your friends and your family about visions that they always had for you. Even if it might not be the vision for yourself, it'll be really insightful, and it'll be fun and playful for them. And also, it's an opportunity to connect with them or reconnect with them on a whole new level. Look through your childhood pictures and really start being present to what excites you in life. What puts a smile? What three things put a smile on your face that you could do in your life as a career, a profession, a passion? And write them down. Get your journal. Write things out. You want to journal at least 3 times in the week, okay? You want to find your accountability drill sergeant. And then you want to share with everyone you know the top 3 things that excite you. And just go 1 person at a time, or just maybe you can just start with going to the people, like your friends and family that you had the initial first conversations with. This is really great because they're going to see the difference that they've been able to make for you. And then they are honored and they understand, wow, what an honor you're letting me contribute to you and be part of your life and be part of your journey. Because we're all on this journey, and the people in your life that love you, they want to be on your journey too. They want to be part of the ride. They want to be part of your success. They want to invest in your future and your future success, and you just as a person, because they just love you and adore you for who you are. And then share, 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 and then just keep sharing. And just trust the process, whether you've ever done anything like this or not. Just trust the process. It works. I promise you will be here next week and ready to share all of the amazing things that have happened to you. And you can always find me on Business Coaching by Dana on my Facebook page, or Dana Della Camera on Facebook, also on Twitter at BizCoaching by Dana, or that's my hashtag, I'm sorry. The account is Business Coaching by Dana. So thank you all. This has been an amazing show, and I look forward to hearing all of your comments throughout the week, and look forward to talking to you next week. All right, be great.